Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 43, Special Instructions, Episode 11, The Shikshastakam Prayers, Part 8. Lord Krishna has become indifferent to me, just to test my love, and so my friends are now saying, better to disregard Krishna. While Srimati Radharani was thinking in this way, the characteristics of natural love became manifest because of her pure heart. The ecstatic symptoms of envy, great eagerness, humility, zeal, and supplication or humble request for help all became manifest at once. And so, in that mood, the mind of Srimati Radharani was agitated, and therefore Radharani spoke a verse of advanced devotion to her gopi friends. And in that same spirit of ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited that verse, and as soon as he did so, Lord Chaitanya felt like Srimati Radharani. Ashrishya va padaratang pinashtumam, adarshanan marmahatang kurotu va, yatha tatha va vididhatu lampato, mat prana natas tu sa eva naparaha. Oh, let Krishna tightly embrace this maidservant who has fallen at Krishna's lotus feet. Let Krishna trample me or break my heart by never being visible to me. After all, Krishna is a debauchee, a dissolute person, who is morally unrestrained, and he can do whatever he likes. But still, Krishna is no one other than the worshipable Lord of my heart. I am a maidservant at the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna is the embodiment of transcendental happiness and mellows. So if Krishna likes, Krishna can tightly embrace me and make me feel oneness with him. Or, by not giving me his audience, Krishna may corrode my mind and body. Nevertheless, it is Krishna who is the Lord of my life. Oh, my dear friend, just hear the decision of my mind. Krishna is the Lord of my life in all conditions, whether Krishna shows me affection or kills me by giving me unhappiness. Now, sometimes Krishna gives up the company of other gopis and becomes controlled mind and body by me. Thus Krishna manifests my good fortune and gives others distress by performing his loving affairs with me. For since, after all, Krishna is a very cunning, obstinate debauchee with a propensity to cheat, Krishna takes to the company of other women. Krishna then indulges in loving affairs with them in front of me, just to give distress to my mind. Nevertheless, Krishna is still the Lord of my life. I do not mind my personal distress. I only wish for the happiness of Krishna. For Krishna's happiness is the actual goal of my life. However, if Krishna feels great happiness in giving me distress, well, then that distress is the best of my happiness. So if Krishna, attracted by the beauty of some other woman, wants to enjoy with her, but Krishna is unhappy because Krishna cannot get her, well, I then fall down at that gopi's feet. I catch her by the hand and bring her to Krishna to engage her for Krishna's happiness. Now, when a beloved gopi shows symptoms of anger towards Krishna, Krishna is very satisfied. Indeed, Krishna is pleased when chastised by such a gopi. She shows her pride suitably, and Krishna enjoys that attitude. Then, she gives up her pride with a little endeavor. Why does a woman continue to live who knows that Krishna's heart is unhappy, but who still shows her deep anger towards Krishna? She is interested only in her own happiness. I condemn such a woman to be struck on the head with a thunderbolt, for we simply want the happiness of Krishna. Now, if a gopi envious of me satisfies Krishna, and Krishna desires her, I shall not hesitate to go to her house and become her maidservant, for then my happiness will be awakened. Once, there was a wife of a Brahmana who was suffering from leprosy, but she manifested herself as the topmost of all chaste women by serving a prostitute in order to satisfy her husband. Thus, she even stopped the movement of the sun and brought her dead husband back to life by satisfying the three principal gods, Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwar. Krishna is my life and soul. Krishna is the treasure of my life. Indeed, Krishna is the very life of my life. I therefore keep Krishna always in my heart and try to please Krishna by rendering service. That is my constant meditation. For my happiness is found in the service of Krishna, and Krishna's happiness is in union with me. And so for this reason, I give my body in charity to the lotus feet of Krishna, who accepts me as his beloved one and calls me his most beloved. It is then that I consider myself Krishna's maid servant. Service to my lover is the home of happiness and is more sweet than even direct union with him. The goddess of fortune is evidence of this. For although Lakshmi constantly lives on the heart of Narayana, she wants to render service to Narayana's lotus feet. Lakshmi therefore considers herself a maidservant and serves Lord Narayana constantly. So all these statements by Srimati Radharani show the symptoms of pure love for Krishna, which were tasted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so, in that ecstatic love, Lord Chaitanya's mind was unsteady. Transformations of transcendental love spread throughout Lord Chaitanya's entire body, and he could not sustain his body and mind. The pure devotional service in Vrindavana is like the golden particles in the river Jambu. For in Vrindavana, there is not a trace of personal sense gratification. And so, it is to advertise such pure love within this material world that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has written the previous verse and personally explained its meaning. Thus, overwhelmed by ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke like a madman and recited suitable verses. Lord Chaitanya had previously composed these 8 verses just to teach people in general, but now Lord Chaitanya was personally tasting the meaning of these verses, which are called Shikshastakam. If anyone recites or hears these 8 verses of instruction by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one's ecstatic love and devotion for Krishna increase day by day. Recorded April 7, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Sri Radhika Madhava Yorapara Madhuya Leela Guna Rupa Nam Nam Pratiksha Nasvadana Lulupasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Nikunjayuno Rati Keli Siddhyai Yayali Viyukti Apekshaniya Tatrati Dakshad Ativalabhasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. 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 Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Godavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarane Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Gadadhara Srivasa Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
My spiritual master is A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And my spiritual master is always eager to hear and chant about the unlimited conjugal pastimes of Radhika and Madhava, as well as their qualities, names, and forms. My spiritual master aspires to relish these at every moment. Thus, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master. My spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, is very dear because he is expert in assisting the gopis who at different times make different tasteful arrangements for the perfection of Radha and Krishna's conjugal loving affairs within the groves of Vrindavan. I offer my most humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of ISKCON.